Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
New car, electric car registrations last month in March were down 41% compared to the same time last year. These are the figures from the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, which show a marked decline in the amount of people who are now opting for electric cars. And we're asking today, why is that? Jim is in Waterford. Jim, what do you think the reason is?
How are you doing? Jim here from Jim's Shed. Look, there's probably four main factors: affordability, supply, perception, and policy of government.
What's the perception, Jim?
Well, sure, it's look, EVs, it's well documented. EVs get a lot of bad press. A lot of it untrue. Most of the commentary for an EV come from people who have never even sat in an EV, you know. Some of it is warranted and some of it is not.
Do you have one yourself?
I have two.
Two, okay.
Just two EVs in the south. We also have piston cars as well. But, I mean, I bought an EV. I didn't buy it essentially to save money. I bought because, look, I've been into technology. You know, I think they're amazing vehicles. But I'd done my homework. Most people, you know, oh, she couldn't buy one of them things. Them things go on fire, you know, and this, that and the other. I mean, I don't think any EV went on fire in last year. In Ireland anyway.
Okay.
But look, it's all about perception.
Yeah,
people,
okay. But you've no complaints?
Not as such.
No, and would you encourage people to buy one?
No, it depends. It depends on circumstance. Government policy won't accommodate people, we'll say, from built up areas to buy an EV because there's no charging facility. Waterford, Kilkenny, Galway, there's three major cities in Ireland, and not one of them have a fast charger in their inner city. Not one. You know, there's one 50 kilowatt hour charger in Waterford City, one, and it's down more times than it's operational.
Okay, so it's the charging network.
I mean,
people, yeah,
like, look, I live in the country. It suits me. I can go to Dublin and back on a full charge, so I don't have an issue with
okay,
it.
Okay, good. What about you, Gareth? You also have electric cars. What are your thoughts?
I changed over. I've got two electric cars as well. I changed in 2019, the first one, and I've got a second one since, and that's gone to my wife now. There is a lot of negativity towards them, and it is one of these things that seems to be great clickbait on the internet for people talking about them. And a lot of the people what they're talking about, they have half-truths, and there is misinformation or misunderstanding about them. In Galway there at the start of the year, the power went out. And it was something that was said to me, what do you do when the power goes out? And I knew that there was going to be a storm. I fully charged the car. But my car allows me to do something that no one else was able to do. I ran my house off my car because it allows me to take power out of the battery. So when the power was out, I could run my fridge, freezer, we had a small camping induction hob, and Wi-Fi. Able to work from home, didn't have to worry about the fridge, freezer, anything going off or anything like that. It was only gone for a couple of hours.
So you did the reverse. You ran the whole lot off the car.
Yeah. And like people say, they're not able to go too far. I drove up to Belfast from Galway through Roscommon, all the slow roads, and I got to Belfast with 30% left in the car.
Notice it depends on the range, doesn't it?
And then I drove down the motorway and I got home with zero left on the car. But, like, there is so much information out there, and so much of it is, like, the sniff of a bit of truth in it, but with an awful amount of lies. And the biggest problem at the moment is everyone talks about the cost of the cars and how much they are to buy. Mm. The cars at the moment have fallen in price. For all the EVs. If you look at Tesla being an example, they have basically taken 10k off their cars, which has hurt the people who did buy the cars recently in the past couple of years, because their resale value on them
has dropped. Exactly.
And that, I think, has made a lot of people question EV cars. But in saying that, one of the biggest things that everyone was complaining about is no longer there.
But the affordability issue, Gareth, to my mind, is one of the key issues I would have thought for people. So are you saying that every single electric car model has dropped?
If you look at Volkswagen, Tesla, you've got BYD coming into the market, the prices are on a downward trajectory. And that's across the board. Eventually, every car company is going to drop the price on their cars. Kia on an EV6, the car that I bought, when I bought it, when it originally came out, it was meant to be 55,000. When I went to buy it, because of the chip shortage, they put it up 5,000 to make it 60,000. If I went in to buy it today, it would be 53,000. So I spent 7,000 extra on that car, basically. But I expect that car will probably come down maybe 2,000, maybe 3,000.
But sure, as more people go for them, will they not go up? Will they not increase in price due to...
No, because supply and demand on the batteries has changed and the makeup of the batteries has changed. Everyone talks about cobalt being in it because it comes from Africa and you've got child labour involved possibly in it. Most of the car companies are doing their best to actually take out cobalt or to make sure it comes from proper areas that they know it was mined correctly. Now, a lot of people don't talk about this, but if you use a fuel car, you're burning cobalt right now. And you, in an electric car, it's locked in, it's in a recycling system, it's a looped system. So when the battery is finished, we can get that back out and use it again in the car. But in fuel, they need cobalt to help lessen the amount of... There's a lot of things in electric cars that people talk about. There are some negatives, but there are a lot of pluses.
Yeah, okay. What about you, Matthew Seeley? Matthew's the chair of the Irish EV Association. Why do you think the number of people buying electric cars dropped last month?
Yeah, so I'm going to say I agree with the previous two people in so far as it's mainly around price, and resale value is probably the big thing that people are seeing at the minute as the first thing. You know, as has been said, Tesla, Volkswagen, Cupra, Renault, you know, any of the big brands out there have dropped their prices substantially in the last couple of months. And if you bought a car for 2 years ago that was €10,000 more and you want to trade it in this year, any dealer out there is not going to give you the value of a, you know, 2 or 3 year old car based on what you paid for it. They're going to base it off of what the new car is now. So if you paid 50,000 for 2 years ago and it's now 40,000 new, the depreciation, unfortunately, isn't going to be on that 50,000 value that you paid for. It's going to be done off the 40,000. So that's had an impact on what we are seeing in terms of value of resale. That's there at the minute. Our price is going to drop the same again next year? No, it's not, because battery prices have already come down 33% last year. They're already down 33% this year. We're heading towards pretty much where things are going to be at for a number of years unless things change substantially again. So battery prices, which make up the additional cost of an EV, have come to a point where we're not far away now at this point in time where that's going to end up being at a point where your EV to ICE is going to be at cost parity from a new vehicle. And with that, the prices of second-hand values for trading, etc., are not going to change.
But is that not a big part of it? Like, Matthew, anybody that I know that is, you know, maybe currently thinking about changing their car or thinking about changing it over the next couple of months, it's the initial outlay on the price of the car is the problem. And I know people will talk about the grant, and the grant was there, but often the price that you see in the windscreen of the car at 45 or 50 grand, that's grant included.
Yes, but again, at the same time, there has been an issue up to this point in time where the availability of models and what is there at a price point that's, you know, what people can afford to pay for hasn't been there, because they've gone high tech, they've gone with the, you know, latest cutting edge stuff like vehicle to grid. As was discussed there, and powering your own house, that's technology that hasn't existed anywhere before. So they're going to charge a premium for the fact that you can get that. So you're going to end up in a position where that's there. Whereas you take later this year, the Dacia Spring, the Citroen EC3, these are all vehicles that are coming at that low to mid €20,000 mark, and maybe even under sub €20,000. that's the point in time where you're going to see affordability in
well, just on the affordability, Matthew, Amanda has got in touch to say, I stupidly bought a 2011 EV about 2 years ago. My uncle would have got further on his mobility scooter. I actually got rid of it and went back to diesel, which I'll stay with until they stop existing. Unless you can afford a relatively new enough electric car, there's no point at all. It's not worth it. It's according to Amanda, based on her experience.
And again, that's again where we would come from, the fact that education is terribly important as to what you are buying. So if you are buying a 2011 EV, chances are it's going to be quite a small battery in comparison to what is available nowadays. It's probably had some battery degradation. And again, nowhere near as drastic as normally reported. So, you know, it's between 2 and 4% in the worst case scenario per year is what it's seen. My first EV was a Nissan Leaf that was 6 years old when I sold it. It had 170,000 kilometres and it had lost 13% of its battery capacity. Now, 13% of a 24 kilowatt hour battery as it was is a small battery to lose a reasonable amount of battery percentage. So, you know, I was doing 100 kilometres in that car every day. Whereas if you have a modern EV with 60, 70 kilowatt hours, you're going to be looking at, you know, more cost, but at the point in time where battery degradation does come into it, it's of a much bigger range than the initial point.
Listener here says, I bought a petrol car for €25,000. The electric equivalent is 46 grand. Massive difference, and I just don't do enough driving to justify or even begin to see the savings. Sinead is on the line as well, Matthew. Are you considering an EV, Sinead?
Currently, no. We've moved house recently, so it'll be a few years then before we're affording a car. But anyway, just listening to all your other callers, and they're all saying, you know, between 40,000 and 50,000. Like, when you think about, that's a deposit on a house, on a very expensive house. You know, for some people, you know, borrowing 40,000-50,000 or having 40,000-50,000 in your pocket is just a no go. You know, it's a ridiculous amount to pay for a car. Also, you have to think about having to, you know, do you have a charger already installed in your house? A lot of houses wouldn't. So the cost of installing a charger, how much does that cost? I mean, I'm living in Donegal at the moment and my family are back in Dublin. So when I go up and down to Dublin, you know, my mum doesn't have a charger in her house. So what do I do when I get to Dublin if I want to just make sure I have enough of a charge to go back to Donegal? And then if I'm travelling around Dublin while I'm up there and then trying to get back to Donegal after a weekend in Dublin, you know, there's a lot there.
There's definitely planning involved in it. Like, you will get the super fast. You will get the fast chargers in Dublin.
Yeah.
It's the best place for them.
You know, I mean, how much travelling around would I have to do to find the charger? You know, and will it be available or will someone else be charging their car? You know.
That's a consideration. I mean, I suppose, so from your perspective, Sinead, it's not that you don't want to get one. I suppose there's an element of it's the convenience element of it when you go somewhere that, you know, people want things on their doorstep in the same way as they have petrol stations. But it's the entry barrier. It's the cost affordability factor.
Big time.
Yeah. And that is a big issue, Matthew, for people, for the vast majority of people.
It is, to go to that point, I'm currently in Killybegs, outside of the other side of Donegal. I've come from Limerick in my Citroen E-Space Tourer van, which is a 360-kilometre journey, and I'm in the wilds of Donegal. I had to come back from where I'm actually staying in the holiday home to get phone signal, versus I had electricity at the house. I could have plugged in the car on a standard 2.4-kilowatt charger and actually tipped away if I wanted to. And, you know, I'm after doing that in a car that is inefficient. It's a poor car in terms of efficiency of what it is. It's nearly the worst. People kind of, even in EVs, balk when they hear how inefficient my car is. So I've come up the country and I had not an issue, charged a couple of times to get up here, and I'll charge to get back down again and not a problem. Same with going to Dublin. You get to see it. We see these sort of things where people go, there's no chargers here. I had to struggle to get to the next one where I was at 5% or nearly ran out. And sometimes people just don't have the tools that are there already. And that's the thing that we work for as an Irish EV Association, is to actually give people the tools and the education.
Well, you have to have a plan. I mean, I've had electric cars for weekends over various different years, different models, different ranges, Matthew, just to get a sense of what the public network system is like. And, you know, you do have to pre-plan your route. You do have to build in time to be able to stop, to be able to wait in Ballandine if there's four or five cars ahead of you at the super fast chargers or in Carrick and Shannon. You do have to build all of that in. Like, that's not whether that's an advantage or disadvantage, but...
Yeah, and to be fair, that is where we're at. And again, we won't disagree with that from an Irish, from the EV Association, because we're at a point where it is still early in what is going on with the public network. The 21 million, as was announced by the Irish government, is to feed the main routes with charging. We're seeing that with, you know, Port Leash at the minute is going from 2 units to 8 units to have 9 cars charging at the same time. Junction 14 Mayfield is going from 8 cars at a time to somewhere in the region of 24 cars at the minute, including buses and trucks. We're seeing in Galway, Limerick, Cork, Dublin, we're seeing a lot of work going on with what's going on
so
there.
Okay, so it's going to improve. Okay.
And AT. So it's all coming from that perspective.
Debbie says, I wouldn't buy an electric car. I've heard they're more expensive to fix. And then when they need a new battery, they're hugely expensive. We might come back maybe to that point in a moment. Chris is on the line. Chris, why do you think there was a drop in the number of people buying them last month?
I just think that people have woken up to the expense. I mean, you had a gentleman on there earlier saying that they've come down to 50,000. That's more than I earn a year. You know, I mean, how could I justify paying that kind of money on a car? You know, it's crazy.
You want to be doing a lot of driving.
Huh? You would, and even then, I mean, how long are you going to get out of the car? Again, they said that you'll get 10 years out of the battery, and the battery at the moment is somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 to replace. Again, you know, it's the expense of these things are absolutely crazy. Where we have politicians talking about switching over TVs and all that, with the kind of money they get paid, but the majority of people in Ireland can't afford them. Until there's a second-hand market comes about, most people won't be able to afford to buy EVs. Most people do not buy new cars. If you look at the amount of people in this country, it is mainly the second-hand car market is what drives the country. And our big problem is, you had Newstalk had somebody on recently who has car dealerships, and she doesn't take second-hand EVs. She says there's no resale value in them. So, you know, I mean, without a second-hand market, EVs are never going to take off.
Like the second-hand market, just, you know, to Chris's point there, Gareth, the second-hand market, or the lack of, you know, a plentiful second-hand market for people, that is a deterrent.
The second-hand market is the one thing we have to keep in mind is that the electric cars are so new, and they've evolved so quickly. If you're talking about a Leaf car, the battery on it was quite small, as you were saying, 24 on the first one and 32 and 44. 44 was starting to become a decent-sized battery, but the volume of those cars that are out in the world that will be in the price range, It makes people feel that they're not going to get the distances because they're worried about the battery size. But if you look at the newer cars that came out since 2019, you're talking about batteries of 60 kilowatts and larger. Those don't show as much degradation because the battery is bigger. So it is one of these things that, like, when I bought my car, I think it was only like 2,000 cars in 2019 were actually sold that were EVs. And now we're talking about almost 10,000, I think, a year. So it's just that feed-in time to the second-hand market to come in. And the older, smaller batteries, they aren't desirable. But and it takes an education as well to understand batteries and stuff like that. I came to this with no knowledge, and now I have a lot of knowledge on
from
it.
Having not one but two of them. Yeah, I see a text from a text from a listener who says the reason the prices are dropping, no charges in a lot of places after a couple of years, they could be worthless. I think I'm going to stick to my fuel car, thanks, says this listener. This texter says these conversations are becoming so frustrating. EVs are not for everybody. Do the research. If it suits you, great. If it doesn't, don't buy one. Simple as that. Sean says, my issue is the on-street charging is almost twice as much as the home charging. The e-car charging is a disgrace, according to Sean. Now, Frank has got in touch. He says, the EVs, like any white goods, when your washing machine is gone, you replace it with a new one. What is the position with the EV battery life? Do second owners lose the battery guarantee when you sell it on? What is it worth if you're selling it after 8 years? Today, what is the cost of a Leaf car battery? I'd say the car as it is, when you think about it, when it was purchased maybe over 8 years ago. Text from Dave, who makes the point today, infrastructure all the way. I own an EV. I couldn't be happier with it, but that's because 90% of my driving is in Dublin City. Once you go on the long range journeys, it does become difficult, but it's not the end of the world. If you do the research, it'll work out for you if it suits you. And if it does, they're absolutely fantastic. Sean has got in touch. He says, we bought a plug-in electric hybrid. Absolutely useless. My electric bill went through the roof. Range terrible. Then you're using extra fuel to carry around heavy batteries. We went back to the diesel after losing a fortune in the trade-in. The dealer said, due to having a battery, it's pretty much worthless to him from the second-hand perspective. The car was about 18 months old. Never again, according to Sean.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.